This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 22nd. God's word for you today is the cost. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, "My counsel is this: live freely, animated and motivated by God's Spirit. Then you won't feed the compulsions of selfishness." There is a cost to not winning the battle raging on our inside. And if we do not know how to navigate this raging storm, we are going to pay the price. We will start by looking at the cost to not winning the battle within. Then we will move on to the cause, the reason for this battle. It is so amazing how rich the word of God is, and it is totally inexhaustible. So, what is the cost of not dealing with the battle that is raging within? The first cost of not winning the battle within is confusion. Romans chapter 7 verse 15 says, "I don't understand myself at all, for I really want to do what is right, but I can't. I do what I don't want to, what I hate." These are the words of a confused man. In this passage alone, Paul used the word "I" 6 times. In Romans chapter 17 verse 12 to 25, please read. Paul used the first person pronouns of "I," "me," and "mine" 41 times in 12 verses. Like Paul, we all have what we call an "I" problem. We never really want to say it is all about me, but the things that irritate us, the things that make us uncomfortable, are all about self. And one huge revelation you can have is, "I am my biggest problem." When you understand that the biggest challenge is the man or the woman in the mirror, freedom begins to dawn. If we do not, confusion happens. So, when we do not win the battle within, the first cost is confusion. The second cost of not winning the battle within is guilt and shame. Romans chapter 7 verse 16 says, "I know perfectly well that what I am doing is wrong, and my bad conscience proves that I agree with these laws I am breaking." Paul's bad conscience is guilting him, shaming him. When we do not know how to navigate the battles within, we live in shame. If you have shame in your life, if you think about some things and you are ashamed of yourself, it is proof that you do not know how to navigate the battle within. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every shame will come to an end in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to overcome the battle within, God will open to you this season in the mighty name of Jesus. The third cost of not winning the battle within is compulsion and addiction. So, because we are confused and we feel guilted and ashamed, we sometimes feel helpless and compelled to do the things that we know not to do. Romans chapter 7 verse 17 says, "But I can't help myself because I am no longer doing it. It is sin inside me that is stronger than I am, that makes me do these things." That is compulsion, a feeling of helplessness, and a feeling of addiction. Let us pray. Father, equip me to win the battle within, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.